Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Full Force Newsburst Live Special with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, brought to you by Generals Joe's Reborn.com. We're talking 3-0 tonight. A little late to the party on this one, but I was asleep last night when it all dropped. I was asleep really early yesterday, and I was just knackered. And then I wake up in the morning I actually woke up at 3:20 or something like that. And that's why those posts from the 3-0 shares and everything, that's why it was really early in the morning. If you go check out the thing, it's probably about 4-ish or something like that. But just exhausted at the moment. And, just behind a lot of that information that came flooding out. A lot of talk was going on late last night as well about it. And I kind of picked up in the morning and thought, well, you know, I'll be going live tonight. So there you go. And here we are. Again, like I said, a little bit late to the party talking about the 3-0 releases, but still a lot of stuff to talk about and get into, including the nice surprise that we're getting kind of like throwback classified decos in the mix now, which is really cool. Of course, the last one we had from 3-0 was the Commando Snake Eyes, which was the kind of like their take on the version 4, which was pretty cool. And now we're swinging back to the bad guys. And it's interesting as well that we get these two at the same time, because we kind of got that with the original Cobra Commander and Destro 3-0 figures. They were dropped very like close together, weren't they? I think they were both revealed at SDCC or maybe even just before that. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that tonight. So strap in, strap on, and maybe not the last one, and let's get stuck into it. And I'll press the button now, yeah. Kitty said. Now, yes, as you can see on the screen, we've got Snake Supreme Cobra Commander and Prophet Director Destro. And I've got to say, I think they look pretty cool. It is effectively just the same figures from the previous ones that came out, but with a few added elements and, of course, deco updates as well. So this Cobra Commander looks very awesome. I love that. And, of course, we'll be talking about Destro's very awesome padded collar as well. That looks so good in that pattern. Amazing stuff. Paisano, strapping on now. Good. Hope everyone's good in the comments. A lot of you already. This is always, always happy to see lots of comments flooding in. There's nothing worse than some of the early live streams we did where there would just be like, you know, one or two people popping up every now and again. So it's, you know, obviously we've come a long way since then. So thank you to everyone in the comments. We really appreciate all the chat, all the interaction. It's all very much appreciated. Unless it's nasty and aggressive and against us, then that's not always well accepted. But you know what I'm saying. Right, anyway, let's check out Cobra Commander. Now, these are Fig Zero, 3-0 figures. That means they're 1/6 scale, aka 12 inches. So plenty of design detail and a lot of high-end elements go into these. The figures they've done so far have been phenomenal. I have a few of them, and I think the quality is very, very good. And I think looking at these two in particular, obviously focusing on Cobra Commander first, I just think the decos they've chosen go really well with these figures, these kind of 1/6 scale figures. In fact, that Snake Supreme Cobra Commander is like pride of place, right, standing right next to Serpentor in the middle of the Cobra hierarchy shelf, which I need to take some pictures and update my setup because I've been moving stuff around. I've got most of Cobra on one side and like the rest on the other. But what's funny is some of the figures, which you can't see because I don't know why I'm even pulling the curtain back when you can't see behind it. But there are a few Cobra troopers still knocking about. In any case, Cobra figures, sorry. Well, Vipers, all sorts of different Vipers. There is even a Regal Cobra Commander, a Storm Shadow. I can't remember. That must be the second classified version, but the first of the retro-looking ones. Yeah? Does that make any sense? The classified release, not the retro one, is what I'm getting at. alley vipers, eels. They need to go over there. I need to move them over into the big section over there. And the Crimson Strike team and the Dreadnoughts have got their own segments, so I don't really want to, you know, I don't want to put all of them over there. But anywho, it's irrelevant, isn't it? Snake Supreme Cobra Commander, phenomenal figure at the 6-inch scale, and I just love that figure. I love the deco. The packaging was amazing. The artwork was stunning on the packaging. So the fact that they've kind of done that and taken it into the 12-inch Kitty said sphere is just amazing. And again, like, you really get a good look at that beautiful design on his chest, and on the kind of like the wrist gauntlets as well. Loads of nice little deco touches, like the red on the kind of knuckles going down the fingers. The stripes got that kind of like red around the gold, which is really nice. And that blue, that kind of almost like black blue, that really dark blue color, is so sexy. I am well into it. Well into it. Shug it. I don't cosplay, but if I did, it'd be hard not to go as PDD. Yes, Pastor Pierogi, it's a very, very cool one, isn't it? We'll get to that in a second, though. Here are another couple of shots of the figure with the cape. I'm assuming there is some sort of metal wiring in the cape to kind of like make it malleable, move it into certain areas. I don't think they'd have just hung it up or flung it, you know, to take the pictures. I think there's definitely some sort of malleability to that. And I will, in fact, while I'm doing this and talking about these, I will have the link up so that I can see what information we know, like ins and outs. Let's have a look. I just think it looks phenomenal. And that deco, you know, the gold touches as well, the gold mask and everything, just so good. There's Cobra Commander. Let's see what it says about Cobra Commander. I'll read this out because there'll be lots of information for us all to enjoy here. Fig 016 Snake Supreme Cobra Commander. They're calling it Snake Supreme, obviously, because that's what it is. Get ready to welcome the magnificent upgrade of Cobra's Supreme Leader, Snake Supreme Cobra Commander. The villainous leader of Cobra has returned to glory with a striking black gold. Oh, it's black on this one. Okay, that's cool. I'm pretty sure the classified one was a very, very dark blue almost. So it's kind of throwing me a little bit, but okay, that's cool. It's black. We know now that it's black, gold, and red. Stands approximately 30 centimeters tall, 12 inches. The commander's outfit has been completely redesigned, featuring a golden pattern on the chest, along with the iconic red cobra insignia. From the military jacket and forearm guards to the waist belt with walkie-talkie, tactical belt, military-style pants, boots, and cloak, every element is meticulously redesigned and recolored to showcase the supreme presence of their esteemed leader. The iconic helmet is also repainted in black, gold, and red, with the faceplate receiving a gold electroplated finish. The accessories of the figure have also been redesigned and recolored to match the new design. These include the Cobra Scepter, or that cute little short kind of scepter, which again is all gold on the classified one. They've kind of added a little bit more on that with a black handle and everything, which is quite nice. A knife with a case. A knife with a case. Do they mean like a sheath? I don't know what that means. Maybe it is a case, and I need to look at the rest of the accessories in a second. Maybe the classified one is black, gold, and red, then, Rachel, and I'm just viewing it incorrectly, but I could have sworn it was like a dark. I'm looking at it now, and it looks like a dark blue, but it could be, you know, really dark blue, though. I'm saying like a hint of, like, there was a, like, basically they were next door, picking the black deco, and blue was in another room and sneezed, and then that's the deco you get. That made no sense, did it? A pistol with holster, all featuring the black, gold, and red color to enhance the leadership charisma, and with four pairs of interchangeable hands, including gloved relaxed hands, gloved fists, Cobra Scepter holding gloved hands, and pistol holding gloved hands, you have a wide range of poses and display options. Fig 016 Snake Supreme Cobra Commander is available in limited quantities worldwide. Contact your nearest 3-0 distributor or local toy store to welcome the Supreme Leader into your collection. I believe this will be going up on BBTS as well. And that will be on the 22nd of May, I think it was. 21st of May, actually, for Eastern time. So 21st of May, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So work that out from where you are from the East Coast of the United States. Estimated shipment, fourth quarter 2024. impressive if that is the case. It'll probably be pushed into 2025. You know how these things go, but they've been all right. Fig Zero getting the figures out, I think. 3-0 with the Fig Zero figures. Anyway, so yeah, not available to pre-order yet, but will be going up on the 21st of May, etc., etc. I agree with you, Chris. I always thought it had a hint of blue in it. Thank you, Jeffrey. In fact, I'm gonna just grab it. Give me 2 seconds. I'm not gonna yell, but you know, I might. He's only over here, so I've got to just walk over, grab him, walk back over, and right back. See, it was hardly any time at all. No one would have even known I was gone. There we go. And as I look at it, it actually does look black now in my inner hand. So I always thought this figure was blue, in super dark blue. But looking at it now in this light, it's black. That's 100% black. It's almost like a shade down from black. Like, you know, like not like completely black. But no, I think I stand corrected there. And I think that's what it probably is a trick of the rest of the deco, because you've got the gold and the red in there as well. You kind of almost like my eyes almost view the rest of the figure deco as blue when it clearly isn't. I wonder if he's got that beautiful, I don't think I've ever seen that down the back. Look at that. I don't think I've ever noticed that. I must have done when he first came out, but I've just forgotten since. That's wicked. And the cape is gorgeous. I love this cape on this figure. This is one of my favorite Cobra Commander figures, for reals, this Snake Supreme one. I know everyone's all about the retro one. I get it. It's cool. The HasLab one. And Extreme Navy. I'm definitely asking Tony and Lenny about that color on the Snake Supreme Cobra Commander. But how weird is it that my eyes tricked me for so long? That's so funny. Met Gala Cobra Commander and Destro. I love that, Ray. So yeah, I take it back. Rachel, you were spot on. Classified Snake Supreme Cobra Commander was black, gold, and red. For some reason, I just thought it was this really dark blue. That's really funny. But, you know, like looking at it and really getting in there, that is black. Or like a, you know, like a level ever so slight shade down to like very, very dark gray. But no, yeah, that's interesting. Weird what your eyes do with deco, isn't it? Anyway. I thought it was dark blue too, says Jello Ben. I wonder if it's just the way, like when I like put it up there, there isn't a great amount of light over there. So I look at it and it just, like, as I was looking at it, I'm like, no, that's clearly blue from this distance. Obviously not. Sorry, I'm going to multitask here. Awesome. Just telling Kate that she's just messaged me about something. But it's completely relevant. She's laughing now in the comments. Everyone say hi to Kate and Phoebes. She can probably hear me every word I say anyway. I probably didn't need to yell it. Put it against the black background. That is actually a very good idea, Jeffrey. Yeah, it's still black. I've got a very, like, very black hat here. And yeah, that's black. It's not blue in any way, shape, or form, guys. Anyway, beautiful figure. Yeah, the scepter, the pistol. I'm not sure about this case. I'm sure it means the sheath for the knife that goes on his thigh there. Until I get to that bit where we've got all the weapons and accessories, and it's like, oh, obviously, he's got a case as well. He's got a case of the can't see colours properly. That's what I've got a case of. Anyway, beautiful figure. Thank you guys for the nice comments for Kate and Phoebe. I thought dark blue, but I never got one, says Pazza Pierogi. Yeah, you can definitely see it. Anyway, it's like night blue that looks black, like the New York Yankees baseball helmet, midnight blue. I don't know. I'm looking at it and I'm getting really close, like kissing it almost. And it, to me, it looks like it definitely looks black. And again, I was someone who thought it was blue. I just think it's the way the colors react with the deco. And I would probably also say that I had the same thing visually with this figure right here. It's probably very clearly black, but with the red and the everything else around the gold, it must do something to the eyes, because I think I don't know. I'm definitely going to ask them though. I will ask Lenny and Tony. In fact, I'll put the question in now. And hopefully we'll get an answer at the end. That would be fun, wouldn't it? It doesn't always happen. They don't always respond immediately. Quick question. What color is Snake Supreme CC? Hang on. Is it black or very, very dark blue? Please. Let's see what that's. I've sent that to Tony. I'm going to copy that. I should have just sent it to both. I should just like set a little thing to send to both of them, but I'm not that awake during these episodes. It's been a long day already. I feel like every day is a long day now, honestly. But let's get this Guan in. Okay. Let's see what they say. I sent it to both of them separately, so that way if one of them is quicker than the other, then we might get an answer before the end of the day. It's probably just black though, isn't it? You want an actual color code number. I'll see if I can get their Pantone color. I hate that dark navy black conundrum, especially with clothing. Yeah, same. I do now. Yeah, Cobra Commander looks amazing. Here's some more shots of him showing off his cape and his stance spread. Have I got doubled up images here? No, it's just they're all very similar, just different angles of that cape moving around. The boots are really nice too, actually. This is a very, very cool looking figure. Does he? Don't think he comes with a little globe though, does he? Here it is without the without the cape. And again, he looks pretty cool, doesn't he? Very, very awesome. The soft goods on 3-0 figures are very, very nice indeed. So I'm excited to see what these are like in hand. I genuinely think they're going to be absolutely banging. But yeah, a lovely stuff. And the secondary belts are really cool as well. Like there's a lot going on there. And it's again really well done. That pattern on the front just looks so good. You can't see on the back if they've done a similar thing that they did with this figure, but you can tell, I think, that he doesn't have the little tail, the little skirt tail on the on what would be his regular jacket. So that probably won't be the case, but they might have a nice pattern on the back. Pat on the back. Oh, Jedi Ben says, I was going to say that on the production side, it's hard to get a true black resin at a good cost, so it may have been a production side class as black we could at the price we need situation. Possibly. But, I mean, there's a lot goes into that. This was a deluxe and a deluxe special kind of figure, and they put a lot of premium into it. So I don't think possibly. Ryan says, this looks more like Iron Grenadier to me than Cobra, so I can't reconcile this as a legit version of Cobra Commander. It's just a color of clothing, isn't it? Who's going to tell Han Solo Cobra Commander swiped his pants, says Scott. I'll tell him. Anyway, lovely stuff. I would also say they've gone a little bit ever so slightly different on the Cobra sigil, which is black on the chest of the original. And they've gone with a red one there, which it does stand out a bit better, doesn't it? It does look a bit nicer with the red. But again, this deco was really cool. I love this figure's so good. This is going to stay on my desk for a little while, because I haven't had it in hand, played with it for ages. Produced during COVID as well. Yeah, it was, wasn't it, Ben? Yeah, absolutely. The 3-0 Iron Grenadier Destro is going to be fire, says Black Genghis. Hello, Black Genghis. Yeah, that actually, I tell you now, with all of the Iron Grenadiers things that are around the corner, you've just got to, like, I mean, how is Destro not on the take. I mean, he's got to be coming soon, hasn't he? Classified, and then everywhere else, like Hire Toys, 3-0, Mezco. I can imagine we'll see Destro in that second version pretty soonish. Have I got a response yet? No. Letting me down. Oh, no, I have got a response. Oh, okay. Tony has said, that one was before my time on the brand. Lenny would know. Thank you, Tony. So at least we got an answer from Tony. And of course, we're still waiting just to see if Lenny spots the message and, you know, decides to just swipe. Oh, hang on. What's the word? Ghost me. I almost said swipe right, like it was a Tinder thing. That's weird. Okay, the spoiler as well. Yeah, big time. Yeah, cool. So, Eben says, last year Hasbro really spoiled with this Hissing Haslab, you're really spoiling us. Haslab really spoiled us with the Dragonfly. Teasers with Chuckles, Infiltration, and taking pictures of the tanks. With absolutely no buzz in May on a Haslab, I'm sad and I want to cry. Eben, mate, it's coming, isn't it? At least we know it's not like they're going to be like, oh, we've decided against it. They're just not doing the silly little you know, teases and stuff and what have you. Anywho, there's your Cobra Commander without a cape. Here he is again, caped up and showing off his little staff, the scepter they called it, in there, which is pretty dope. And here we got another action shot of all the things involved. And yeah, as you can see here, there's no case for the knife. I think that just meant sheath, and here proves that as well. So yeah, it's just a sheath, it's not a case. But I guess that might have just been like a translation issue, because they are Hong Kong based, I believe. 3-0. And well, they've got office in the US, but I think the operation is originally a Hong Kong one. No, I think I definitely see Iron Grenadier colours in there, Ryan, for sure, because it's your red, gold, and black in it, basically. Maybe that was part of the thought process. Maybe it was like, well, this would be a nice deco for Cobra Commander, and they went with it. I mean, it's just like a sexier version of the all black Cobra Commander that we've had in the Battlecore, in the modern 4-inch line, and in the new sculpt era multiple times. And then a few like cheeky black Cobra Commanders like in other areas too. So yeah, I mean, we've had Cobra Commander in black before, and this is just like a, you know, just a few more little deco touches to kind of sexy that version up a little bit, I think. Maybe this is the narrative would be Destro's taken over Cobra, and he's forcing Cobra Commander to get in line with the dress code. That'd be quite funny, wouldn't it? Anyway, that's Cobra Commander, and now we're moving on to Prophet Director Destro. And this one, again, is phenomenal. I've got this one at hand, near me. I've actually put Prophet Director Destro in my crimson section because he's very crimson-ish. But as you can see, he's here as well, Lexi. And as I can tell immediately, there are definitely some muted colours going on here. You've got where they've where there are like different kind of textures and panels on the top part for Destro, the original. That was all that kind of burgundy maroon colour, pretty much. So you don't on this one, they've separated some of those panels with making them kind of like a darker colour. Or just the panels themselves, the textures make it look like they're different colours. But it does look like a dark, kind of almost like a black colour on the two leather bits at the top here. And then these two kind of like vent panels near where the six-pack would be. Yeah, definitely. But anyway, I've got to say, straight off the bat, I'm loving the collar. It looks really like puffy and squidgy. And I'm down for that. In a big way. Of course, you've got the medallion, you've got the shades, which I will have to say, it looks like they've kind of improved on in terms of the shape of the shades. They're kind of more aviators, which I really enjoy. The original ones were kind of like the kind of novelty shape, almost like the kind of like, I forget the guy's name who who was the kind of CGI head, Max Headroom, that's it. Kind of Max Headroom kind of era and vibe where you had like, kind of, yeah, like novelty shades, like 3D shades and, you know, that kind of stuff. These ones are way more aviator-ish and I love that. And that phase, that kind of like oily kind of like phase from like one color to the, to like from top to bottom is so sexy. Proper 80s as well. Absolutely love that. Love it. Then of course you've got what is effectively a, you know, repurposed cape as well, because it's not the same as the, you know, you've got like two kind of chains, two chains on this one, this new one, and then you've got, and it's only the one on the original that kind of connected the cape around the neck. And if we have a kind of look around, you can see there's a lot more going on as well with the cape. You've got that interior red, which I'm sure there's going to be that kind of animal print on the outside. I just haven't seen it yet. But yeah, you've got the case. They've kind of, they've gone a little bit, well, I think that's the same case as the other Destro, isn't it? So, you know, they've kind of, it is a kind of cooler case, in my opinion, the 301. I like the angles, the cuts, and the design on it more than the original. And yeah, I'm vibing off this as well, actually. I've noticed as well, they've kind of done slightly different things deco-wise on the arms too. The wrist gauntlets on the original are red, like a kind of brighter red compared to this kind of burgundy kind of maroon color. And then you've got the black gloves. On this one, they've just gone all kind of with that kind of really sexy maroon kind of color. Or I'm going to keep saying maroon burgundy because they're about the same, aren't they? What would that I think it's burgundy more so, isn't it? Because it's more red. But it's very, very nice. A bit Ron Burgundy going on. And then, yeah, they've gone, rather than doing the kind of red, kind of like, you know, like, again, the bright kind of cherry red or like kind of toyetic red on the holsters and what have you, they've gone with just the kind of black straps on that one. So that's cool as well. The belt is again a little bit more going on the new 301 with the little kind of pouches. It's a really nice rendition, isn't it? And of course the flaming money, which is great, another nice touch with this particular figure. And it's a stack as well, like he's got a, I mean the original's a flaming stack as of cash as well, but looks a little thicker on the new one. You can just about see some of the you can see the animal print on the cape from the front. So they aren't doing the kind of like the claws, the kind of the paws of what the jaguar he's I think that's what Lenny said originally. Was it a jaguar? I think it was, but you can see like the little paws on there. They've gone against that and just done the almost like, you know, just the yeah, coming a cherry red. Yes, thank you, Jeffrey. That's the word I was looking for. That kind of bright, toyetic cherry red. Beautiful stuff. And he comes with some decent gear. Again, I'm really interested to see what these capes are like, malleability-wise. And opening the briefcase and all of that money, which, again, looks a little bit more kind of realistic. In this one, again, you can kind of get away with that at this scale as well, can't you? I'm just going to crack this open because, yeah, this one, you just have the kind of laptop on one side and then the kind of like money stack on the other. But this one, they've gone a little bit kind of more. It's just about the cash on this one, isn't it? And again, you've got some removable kind of stacks there, which is really nice. And of course, that really cool pistol, which he kind of has, the original one has that, but then he's got that kind of blaster. That, what blaster is that? That really rings a bell. Is that like an Iron Grenadier? Is that a what weapon is that, guys, in his left hand on the right hand side of the screen? I recognize that so much and I can't put my finger on it. Is it just a Destro piece with the scope on it and the little magazine? Anyway, who's Cherry Ed? Nice one, Scott. Thank you. We can come back to that. Han Solo. Actually, that's not too far off, actually. That's probably what I'm thinking of. Any case, It's very nice indeed. And you'll probably let me know in the comments as we continue on. There he is with the shades, kind of taking the shades off. Very cool head sculpt on this figure. I'm down. And there he is kind of aiming his wrist rockets very like dangerously at us. Cheers, Destro. Nice one. Once this comes out, we should have that, the classified one, the OG, like the kind of like new, the three pack one that like is sort of, it is Tomax, is it? Thank you, Jedi Ben. I thought it was one of the twins. Anyway, and that statue that I have as well, we should do like a little comparison of them all. That'd be really cool. That pic almost looks like he's giving the people's eyebrow. It does, Scott, a little bit, doesn't it? Can you smell what Destro is cooking? Anyway, yes, brilliant stuff. That's a nice shot as well on the left-hand side. I like that one. In fact, they're both really nice, actually. Mezco Destro had a gun like that as well. Yes, Bjorn, thank you very much. I believe that I want to say... I thought maybe the twins initially, but maybe it's that. Maybe it is just the Mezco Destro had one that's very similar. Maybe it's Destro and I'm being an idiot. Anyway, I'm probably being an idiot. But yeah, very nice. You can see the deco down the side of the pants as well, which is really cool. It looks like the hands might be draped on the back of the cloak. Can you see that? Like the kind of almost like the paws might be draped down the back because you can kind of see that little bit sticking out the bottom. That's actually really cool if they've done that. They've gone extra on that. They don't show a shot from the back, do they? There's that open, but with cash in it. I'm guessing it's one removable stack, one flaming stack, and then like one block of wedge of the rest is just one big block of cash that's either like you can take out or is permanently in there. Could be the tail. Yes, it could be, Scott. Absolutely. I'm thinking either like the legs are hanging over the back or yeah, the tail could be that as well. Could do with a back shot, Kitty said. And what else have we got? So you can see here, it's one stack of money, one removable stack, one stack on fire. You've got a wrist gauntlet, wrist rocket section. You've got a pistol, more of a kind of stumpy rifle. It does look like V3 Destro's gun, Rachel, actually. That could be what I'm thinking of. Yeah, it's like a shorter version. That could be what it is, actually. Obviously, the shades. What are those? Okay, I'm reading the blurb because I've lost completely what that is. The powerful and evil arms dealer makes his triumphant return, wielding his vast fortune as his preferred weapon. I like that. Standing, at approximately 31 centimeters tall, so he's a little bit taller than the Cobra Commander by the sounds of it, this highly articulated 1/6 scale figure makes a dazzling reappearance in the Fig Zero product line, introducing Profit Director Destro, adorned in a gleaming golden design. That's interesting. He departs from the original subtle black-themed style, and instead dons a wild crimson-red outfit with leopard print lining. Paired with a new leopard print cape and a head sculpt painted in gold, obviously it's leopard, I don't know why I said jaguar. Paired with a new leopard print cape and a head sculpt painted in gold, the figure exudes an extravagant and exaggerated atmosphere. As for the signature clothing details, the necklace and tactical belt are now adorned with a gold color scheme, while the braces and tactical boots have been repainted in metallic crimson red. Nice. To complement Profit Director Destro's new image, several additional accessories have been included. These include a pair of stylish sunglasses, a bundle of money with fire effect, and a stack of money. So yeah, that whole stack of cash is removable from the case by the looks of things, and is just one big stack on it molded together. The money stack can be placed inside the briefcase, repainted in a gold color. The briefcase is repainted in a gold color scheme. There you go. So it can be taken out. Brilliant. The original accessories, such as two interchangeable rocket magazines, three explosives, that's what they are, three explosives, and three mini rockets, have all been retained and given a crimson, red, or gold paint application. That's pretty cool as well. With four pairs of interchangeable hands, including relaxed hands, fists, firearm holding hands, and briefcase holding hands, you can create a wide range of poses and display options that showcase his tactical prowess. His tactical prowess is shown off by what hand shapes he makes. Estimated shipment, fourth quarter 2024. Brilliant stuff. Okay, that's answered a few questions then. So yes, the stack of money is removable and can go in there and is one big block of money. You've got one stack removable and one stack on fire, which is pretty cool. And those are three grenades, basically, aren't they? Explosives that are attached, I'm guessing, to his other wrist. But he's got lots of different... Well, maybe not. Maybe they're just explosives for the sake of it. Dr. Mindbender version 2 would look sick in IG colours. I agree, Pastor Pierogi. Absolutely. Sounds like he's walking the runway and Chris is reading the copy. It does, doesn't it? I believe they're called fat stacks. Thank you, Scott. But there you go. There's his loadout. Pretty dope overall. No notes. Cobra Commander and Destro are pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. I think they look great. This is where I would say the core character hump is okay with me. Like, I feel like they've done Destro, they've done Cobra Commander, but they came late in the day. We're only talking recently that those two figures are like joined the line. And then when you think about the fact that we've gone into these two redecos like fairly soon afterwards, is I'm cool with. When it's redecos and they're really awesome, I don't have a problem. If it's like the slightest change deco wise, I'm always a little bit like, really? Like having all those different Black Snake Eyes figures was always a little bit like, do we need a retail Fortnite and deluxe one that are all sort of black? Probably not. And then to get one that was very similar in the kind of with the white timber, it was very similar to the deluxe deco. I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. And at least the retro one was a different version of Snake Eyes. That was really important, I think. And the Alpha Commandos one was again another different version. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with all that. I like all those designs, honestly. I think they're all very cool and they bring something to that Snake Eyes character. But when it's like the deluxe and the the one with timber, and then like the retail one, the Fortnite one, and it just all these, I just didn't necessarily see the point in all that. Chris, I say this as a joke, but imagine a hiss for these. Imagine it indeed. It would be amazing. Anyway, that's everything regarding the figures. That's everything regarding these figures. And obviously everything in terms of the information and the details. Obviously these go up on the 21st of May, 9 p.m. Eastern. That is the 22nd, like, I can't remember the time now in Hong Kong. It's pretty distant. It's like 10, isn't it, though, like in the morning. I can't remember what the time was for the Hong Kong release. Anyway, based on the Eastern time, you should be able to work out every way, wherever you are, when to expect those to drop. You skipped Regal Coco, Rachel. Didn't need that repaint. I tell you now, I prefer the Regal one to the dark blue one. I think he looks a bit sexier, a bit brighter. There he is. Like, it's funny how all these ones you're talking about, like right near me, yet all the ones that I need most of the time are the other side of the room or in a different country usually. But yeah, I was one of those ones, the Regal one. I wanted it mainly because of how hard it was starting to get hold of it. When we all thought the network, do you remember the network? When we all thought the network were going to bust out the Regal one, because that was the one they were using for all their images. And then it turned out they were only doing the dark blue one. Everyone was just like, what? That was, oh God, what a time that was. How far we've come from that network app debacle. Oh my God. I was in bed, like on the app, watching that really annoying video, desperately trying to friggin' order it while, like, it just felt like the whole app had crashed at that point. Everyone was on it trying to get that figure. And then it turned out not to be the one. Shout out to Bill Nedro, who accidentally ordered 11 of them. I ordered one. I think I ordered two, actually, from them. And the funny thing was, I didn't know the order had gone through. And neither did Bill. So shout out to Bill on that one. But he accidentally ordered 11 Cobra Commanders from the network app, which all, like, I felt for him at the time, but also it made me giggle. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, I still have the app, I'm pretty sure. I still get the occasional update notification sort of thing when something new is dropping, even though it's got nothing to do with G.I. Joe. Anyway, it's been too long. We need another network exclusive, don't we? We need to crank that back out again. I'll pick up the Regal color when they release Retro Coco. Yeah, that's a good idea. My wife finds it hilarious that this show refers to action figures as sexy. I do. You don't have to blame all the other presenters that ever appear on here. I definitely use that term to, and I'm going to say it again, I think they are sexy action figures. I think they're sexy AF. Anyway, that is pretty much everything, I believe. Let's bring the show to a close and we can just talk to my face for a little bit. Talk to the face. And yes, I know it's talk to the hand, but it's funnier when I say that. I don't disagree with you, Chris. Brilliant. Anyway, yes, especially the figures we've been talking about, like that Snake Supreme, Profit Director, the Regal one. Love them. Sexy decos. Anyway, what else are we talking about before we leave? You can throw some more questions in, chat garbage, whatever you want to do. But I'm here for a few more minutes. A couple more minutes, then I'm doing the washing up. Yeah, is that cool? really glamorous on the Full Force HQ here. I think the point of PDD is to be sexy, probably. Is a blow-up doll an action figure? Anything's an action figure if your imagination's good enough. Chris, are you still... Yes. I can't talk about that kind of thing, Rachel. I actually work for Boss Fight Studio, Rachel, so I can't go into details, but yeah. Yeah. I can't talk about that on air either, on a public stream. But yeah, I can't. I'm not gonna do that thing where I accidentally reveal an Iron Grenadier bat or anything. Just saw Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Maybe controversial, give the Joe movie to Guy Ritchie. Wow, Scott. I've heard good things about it. And it's a pretty decent cast by all accounts. I'd like to see what it's all about, definitely. Did you enjoy it then, I take it? Let us know. Did you enjoy it? Is the question. But yeah, I really enjoy Reacher and I really like Alan Rickson. And obviously, Justin and I, if you've watched our movie special, we talked about what we want to see in terms of characters for the G.I. Joe Transformers crossover film. So sorry, I just saw Pass's comment there. Wait, what? We're getting an IG bat? Yeah. So yeah, like Alan Rickson, I could see being like, well, personally, I could see Alan Rickson being like Chuckles. That might be a controversial take because it's more like movie Chuckles than any other Chuckles. But I think he would make a really good, he's got a lot of personality as well. I think he'd be great as Chuckles. I know a lot of people think he should just be Duke or whatever, but I feel like Duke needs to be, he doesn't need to be like a huge kind of guy like that, right? I feel like he needs to be more like, his presence needs to be more about his personality than his actual physical prowess. And I think Alan Rickson has got the personality in there as well to be Chuckles and like be that kind of like suave, you know, one-liners kind of like undercover kind of guy. Whereas you know, like a Duke character. I'd like to see someone, I don't know, with a bit more, I wouldn't even say, like, he could probably do both, honestly. I'm not saying he doesn't have gravitas, but I think he's the size of the dude. Like, he'd make more sense to be like Gung Ho or someone, wouldn't he? The size of him, or like the Sarge. But like, I'd love to see him do something like Chuckles and then have another character and someone else for Duke. Because I think that would be really cool. Lioness is getting a second season. Sweet. I didn't know that, Rachel. I stopped looking. I do this thing every now and again. I'll be like, oh, I wonder if that's in, you know, if they're doing that, or if they're doing another, you know, SEAL team kind of series, or if they're doing another one of those. And I've been looking at news for Lioness for the longest time and then just forgotten for ages. I am so happy to hear that. Lioness was so good. Oh my God, it was so good. Scott says, I did enjoy it. This is the Ungentlemanly Warfare movie. Group of specialists wrecking shiz up. Awesome. He can be hilarious too, Pass. He can. I have a question, says Wilfredo. Do you think Deep Six will come without the shark vehicle? I don't know. I mean, if they do Deep Six, I could see the shark being done now that they're doing vehicles of those that size. I think a shark would be doable. I'd have to say, if they're going to do Deep Six, I think they would do a shark with Deep Six. I don't think they'll do them. They might do that second version separately, because that came separately, didn't it? That was a single carded figure. That's a beauty as well. That kind of almost like retro future vibe, kind of the one that you'd see like I don't know, like it's like a 50s retro diver almost. So good. Yeah, we don't necessarily need a Duke. That's true. But, you know, like I feel like Duke is one of those characters that, you know, they're going to want to include. John Cena could do Chuckles. That'd be hilarious, actually. I love John Cena. Unrelated question. Would the demon be too big for HasLab? Don't know. I'm trying to think how big it is. I don't think anything is too big. I think like it's not just about size, Kitty said. I've heard that a lot in my life. It's not just about, I haven't heard it enough, is what I should say. With HasLab, it's about multiple other things though, isn't it? It's about practicality mixed with, or impracticality mixed with things like, Is it gonna be something people want? Like one or two people might want that, but it might not, you know, like a lot of people might want it, but it might not span the same scope as, say, a Dragonfly or a His Tank. And I'm just saying that because, there are hardcores out there, including myself, who want all the different massive, awesome vehicles, but you kind of got to be like, yeah, you got to balance it out with the iconography, practicality to a degree. But I don't think size, the only thing that size permitting that we're not getting is the flag and the Defiant. We're not going to get those two things, and I think maybe the Terradrome is probably a stretch too far, because again, you'd be doing like a segment of it and hoping people buy four of them, and it would already be hugely like expensive. So I would say, you're looking, when they're looking at these things, there are going to be vehicles that probably come a little bit higher than the Demon. But not saying that that's a bad choice, because the Demon would be phenomenal. And of course, if you're bringing out Destro and all that kind of stuff at the same time, Iron Grenadiers left, right and center, it would be brilliant. And you could squeeze in a couple of other characters in the tiers, couldn't you? So yeah, I think it would be really cool. But I think there are probably about four vehicles ahead of it, minimum, that makes sense with the HasLab that they'll probably do first. Or at least the next couple, I would say. The Rock Polar Shark is more streamlined. True, Rachel. The Demon might not be too big, but perhaps too obscure without re-educating the masses about Iron Grenadiers. Very true, Black Genghis. I don't think it's crazy unknown. I just don't think it's as iconic as some other things, basically. The Demon would be about the Dragonfly, but wide, wouldn't it? Yeah, probably. So it would be massive, wouldn't it? It'd be massive. But that's not, I don't think that's a problem. I think just because it's like, I think a demon would be doable, just as a rattler is possibly going to be happening. That's doable. Sky Striker might be pushing it. Excuse me, hang on. Sky Striker might be pushing it just because it is much bigger than the rattler. But I could see them doing it at some point. I could see them putting some distance between the first Haslab Sky Striker and the classified one. I could see it possibly happening. They'd have to make it a little bit smaller first. Like, it couldn't be full on scaled. But I think it would be really cool. Any word on how Star Wars Haslab delay is affecting the Joe Haslab? There is no word that we don't. Because there isn't the official announcement on either of them, there isn't a sort of official announcement on Star Wars, but not on G.I. Joe. We don't know what's happening with G.I. Joe. We don't even know if it's happening this month. No one actually knows, so we don't know. So there's no, like, the frame of reference doesn't exist because we don't know anything about the G.I. Joe Haslab. I don't think it affects anything else. I don't think if one of them gets messed about, I don't think it affects any of the other teams. I think they just get on with it. The other thing with that is I think that they're confident enough that they could probably pull off a successful Haslab, even if another Haslab was going on. And I think they're probably right. Man, putting a piece of a pterodrome in the four corners of a room would be sick. It would. Like, a pterodrome would be phenomenal. It would be phenomenal, but it would be so huge. I don't think it's possible to do, unless they do some sort of, like, if they do half of it, and then that breaks up into parts too. But if they did half of it, so you bought two of them. But again, like, it would kind of suck if you were I wouldn't like that experience. I wouldn't like to get in on two Haslabs because you needed one, because you needed both to complete one. And if they did it in one go, that thing would be stupid big. Like, it just would not make any sense to do, I don't think. I'd love it. Don't get me wrong. It would be phenomenal. But some things are just too big, Kitty said. I think Pterodrome, HQ, Defiant Flag. I don't think we can expect those ever. I think we can expect Dios at some point. Or not Dios, but like... mini play sets, I think we could expect. I think a tactical battle platform, but that would be huge, but it would have to be like the exact, almost scaled up version of the original for it to actually be doable, because the thing would be huge again. So I just don't think the massive things are possible yet, but that doesn't mean that in the future we don't get it. Personally, I would want them to change the shark to a two-seater rather than the sled. That's not controversial shelf presence. I think I'm the same. I think it would be great as a two-seater. And very much then like the other media, like the Sunbow cartoon and what have you. We need a dressier Baroness to go with Snake Supreme and PDD. Rachel, I'd like Baroness and Lady J in Eau de Cobra. That'd be kind of cool, in their evening gowns. That'd be really cool. Which IG vehicle would be first in the line, Chris? Iron Grenadiers, probably. I don't know, if I had to guess, probably the Despoiler. I think they would do Destro and a Despoiler is what I would expect. I would expect figure vehicle. Otherwise, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because that isn't one of those, it's a one vehicle. It's not an army built vehicle. So it comes with Destro originally. So I think that alone should, you know, I think the two are kind of inseparable a little bit for me. A demon would be like two Hiss tanks side by side. It would be huge, actually. Again, not against it, but I think that's probably maybe a future kind of vibe. I'm blanking on the name of the large Cobra boat I had as a kid. That would be wildly too big. The Moray? Because I think the Moray's doable. I'd love a Moray. Lenny has mentioned the gigantic size of a classified Sky Striker. He has. I think if they did it, they'd have to make it a little bit smaller. Not like stupid small, but it's still a two-seater, obviously. But like, they'd have to kind of do some things to make it a little bit less ridiculous. Didn't they say Sky Striker's 6-inch scale was too big? They did the calculations. Like I said, yes, they have done that. They have said that. And like I'm saying, if they did do it, they'd have to make it smaller, 100%. The hydrofoil, yep. A pterodrome would be the size of a giant wedding cake and the rest, and I'd eat both of them, Kitty said. The general, the mobile command center, please, classified scale. That'd be bonkers, stupid. I'd love it. He said, this, yeah, it would be about 5 feet. Yeah, he did say that. Lol, Chris, Cat's Lair, cough, cough. Different company, different outlook, different company, different price, etc. I mean, keep going. The differences are vast. And it's why you don't see as many things like that coming out of Hasbro. But still, I would love to get... I'm not arguing with any of these. I'm just putting my Hasbro hat on and going, how would they approach this? Do you know what I mean? They need to make a G.I. Joe-based playset that doubles as a wall shelving for displaying. Backers can trash their IKEA shelves. I like that, Ryan. That's actually a really cool idea. FC Viper says the pterodrome should be the size of a gazebo. Just make a gazebo. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Just get a regular gazebo, adorn it with Cobra or whatever, and there you go. You're done. You've made one yourself. I like to see a two-seater shark from Super 7. Yeah, that would be cool. And again, up their street with Sunbow. But it would probably be O-ring scale at this stage, wouldn't it? I don't think they're not going to do Ultimates vehicles. I couldn't see that being done. An IG-AGP could be doable. Absolutely. Small little vehicle. Maybe throw in some sort of Iron Grenadier pilot as well. What did the AGP come with? It was just on its own. Was it? Didn't come with a figure or did it? I can't remember. I genuinely can't. I've blanked on the AGP completely there. Yo-Jo AGP. Yeah, it was just on its own, I think, wasn't it? Oh, no, it did. Come with the Nullifier, didn't it? Of course it did. Duh. For some reason, oh, do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking the Nullifier came with the... but it was cancelled. It was the Cobra Last Cycle. And that was where my head was. But no, of course, Nullifier came with the AGP. So that would be perfect. And army building Nullifiers. Yes, please. Great figure. No, I think you're right. I think the AGP is well on for that. That'd be great. Chris, what are your thoughts on the Star Wars HasLab have the price points? And this may be happening with the G.I. Joe one as well. Or having multiple price points. I don't think it's going to happen with the G.I. Joe one. I think this is the thing. Everyone just jumps on like straight away going, oh, well, it's obviously going to happen. It's not. Not necessarily. Like a Star Wars, it's for one thing, it's they're probably looking at it like we've had some failed Kickstarters very recently. More than we'd like to have. They're doing the Cantina. It's obviously that it's vintage collection. So they've done like a super deluxe version and like a stripped down version. It's just going to be, I mean, that's not going to happen with the G.I. Joe one. I mean, they've proven now two HasLabs in a row that the fandom will support decent, amazing HasLabs. So I don't necessarily think it's the same thing. We've got to get out of this, and I think it's not just saying you're doing this, Windblade, but I feel like this happens a lot with the fandom. It's like something will happen elsewhere and everyone jumps, oh, that's going to happen with this. Not always the case. Different teams, different viewpoints, and so on and so forth. That said, it could happen, but how? It would be like doing and also, even if they did it, I don't think that's a bad thing. Is it really? Because if they had like the Hiss tank, for example, and they had the basic Hiss tank, imagine this in the first HasLab, the basic Hiss tank, and then all of the extra bits and pieces were an extra price point up. So you could choose to have a basic base Hiss tank, or you could choose to have a Hiss tank at like, you know, 50 or 100 more for all the other stuff. So I don't think it would be that bad an idea. But I don't think it's necessarily going to happen based on the fact that they've had, like I said, two very strong Kickstarters. And, you know, like the fact that everyone is going nuts about the fact that it could be a Rattler and not even know, I think that the hype's already being done for them. So I think they don't necessarily need to do it. Would it be a good idea? I don't know. But also, I don't think it would be a bad idea necessarily. I think it would be cool to give people that option, but I think everyone would just be diving for the deluxe one, wouldn't they, at the end of the day? Yes, Ben, I agree. I think the Despoiler and Gold Destro are almost certain to happen. That's Amore. There you go, FC Viper. Lenny spoke of the mate. This is true, actually, Wilfredo. This was on, I want to say, like the second round table, maybe the third round table we ever did with them. But Lenny did speak of them making vehicles that were never seen in any G.I. Joe kind of media. Wonder if they will ever create new vehicles. I think they'll create new vehicles. I do. Not necessarily for a HasLab, but I think they'll do it. But they've sort of kind of done it already by redecoing vehicles we've never had in that deco before. Like, I mean, the Coil was a new vehicle, was it not? That was new. And that was the first one. The Tiger Force Ram had never been done before, so technically that's new. Python Telly Trouble Bubble had never been done before, so technically they've done that and they have been touching on it. But in terms of something that's brand new, we haven't had anything new since the Coil Cycle. And again, there's so many vehicles. I don't think they necessarily need to create something. The Night Pursuit's new as well. That's completely new in terms of deco. Give me a Pogo and I'll be happy, says Scott. Daniel says, I might be late, but save your money on the Supreme Cobra Commander 1/6 scale. I own the most recent release and it's not great. That's a shame. I've only heard good things. Plus, I've got a few 3-0 figures myself and they're really good. That's interesting to hear that, Daniel. But thanks for your input. Appreciate it. LCV, yeah, the recon sled would be cool. I just realized the ferret ships from Hasbro Pulse today. Wow, does it? Sweet. Got that coming then. I'd love it if they went into the archives of unreleased items and took a shot or two at some figures or vehicles. I'd like that too. A Pit HQ, just like the old school, 24 inches long, yes, please, Kitty said. We've got two vehicles from each side. I would like them to rotate in a playset and then a vehicle. I would too, actually, shelf presence. Wouldn't be terrible, says Paz. This is about the split options, right? Might allow multiple vehicles for a lower price without duplicating figs. I was not thinking it was going to what to know your... Oh, right, sorry. No worries, Wim. But I wasn't saying that you do this, by the way. I was just saying that the fandom does jump on that thing of like, you know, that's happened, it's going to happen here. Not always the case. In fact, a lot of the time, they're completely unrelated. But it's actually created a very interesting conversation. And that is, would that be something that people would be interested in? Because personally, I think from my personal point of view, if I was going in for a HasLab, I'm going all in. I'm going all in and I want everything. If it's like I said, if that example with the Hiss tank is probably a good example, strip the Hiss tank down, just a Hiss tank and maybe the driver, and then have that at like your, I don't know, 250 or 200 price point. And then the other one would be your, you know, all singing, all dancing, all the extra tier figures and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not sure I would see... It might be one of those things where people were like, yeah, let's do it. But also, you're talking... If you're spending that much on the basic, it doesn't seem like a massive leap for the deluxe then, does it, afterwards? Anyway, maybe it's might be a thing of like... you know how they sort of do... It's like not a fake choice, but like almost like one of those marketing choices where they do, was it like they did it with the small, medium, large drinks thing, didn't they? They made the medium price very close, closer to the large than to the small. So people would go for the large because they didn't feel like it was like a big leap. I think that was the thought process behind it. Like it wasn't that much more, so I might as well just get a large. That's sort of like what that would be. And I wonder if they would do it just to kind of like marketing trick you into just going for the full on, you know, the full force version. Anyway, Aspid. Oh, yes, please. Actually, an Aspid would be really cool because that's that again, Rachel, good shout on that because that is like a it's a vehicle that's never been done, and it would be great to do as a HasLab because you're only talking, like you're to, it's a bit fairly big, I would say smaller than a Tomahawk or Eagle Hawk, but bigger than a Dragonfly. And when I say bigger than a dragonfly, probably thicker than a dragonfly. Plus, you'd have that kind of like thing that it connects inside, like that kind of shipping container that it locks onto, because it'll have that little like big space in the middle for a shipping container. I think it would be phenomenal to do an Aspid, and I would be all over that. I would think it would be so good. I wouldn't mind Hasbro teaming up with Extreme Sets for official backgrounds. Black Genghis, that would be kind of cool. Extreme Sets do some amazing backgrounds. I've got one up there, actually. It's the Autobot style one, the orange arc kind of one. All out, like completely dominating the top of a 4x4 IKEA bookshelf. It's well good. So yeah, I'm into that. I'm hoping for more new characters, says Scott Sane. Basic Deluxe may be playset centric, not a vehicle. Good point, Stanley. Actually, yeah, I was using the HasLab as an example, but you're right. It probably makes more sense with a playset. But yeah, that was the only reason I was using that was because it was obviously fresh in my head. My ferrets still say July 15th. My ferrets don't talk, Scott. You got weird ferrets. I'm just going to check if see if I've had any emails. No, none from Hasbro Pulse anyway. Shelf presences, I have all the 3-0 Joes and I love them. Great price and quality. I really like mine. I think they're great. Again, everyone is entitled to their opinion, of course. If you're not having a good experience with those figures, you're not having a good experience with those figures. It's not for us to say you are. But yeah, I'm definitely a fan of what they've done so far. But yeah, again, that could be different experiences. The range of experiences are completely different for each person, so I get it. Anyway, lots of comments. Sorry, guys, I'm not gonna be able to get to everyone's now. Right, let me bring it to a close there. We've done over an hour. That's enough. That's enough, you absolute lunatics. We will probably well, I'll be back again, no doubt, very soon. I'm trying to think what we've got coming up. Let's talk classified. Blowtorch is like taking me so long to do because it's so graphic heavy. There's like 50 versions that I didn't even think of. But like, with Blowtorch, there's like Argentina, Brazil, Blumin, Palitoy, all sorts of foreign releases. And then you've obviously got the version one, of course. You've got another version randomly in the new Sculpt era, which I just passed me by completely. Like one of those ones that I've seen multiple times in like the pack, never given it any thought. And then of course all your modern era versions and yeah, and like even your I suppose like it wasn't a cancelled deco because it did eventually come out, that green and tan one. But there's lots to talk about with Blowtorch. And that's good, makes for a good episode. But it makes for a very difficult graphics experience on my end. So anyway, I will be back with that eventually. What are we, Wednesday? There might be more news. So I'll jump on a news burst if so. But if I don't see you before then, I'll probably squeeze an intel out for our patrons. And I will probably squeeze, Kitty said. And then, of course, the weekly on Saturday. I will try and do the Blowtorch one, but it's very difficult to find any frigging time at the moment. But I will do. Also, here's a quick little nugget of info, which I'll talk about more on the weekly. But I got to visit Hasbro yesterday. I got to visit there, and I'll tell you all about it on the weekly. It wasn't anything like, what's the word? It wasn't like I was going there to get information or see anything particular. It was just that I happened to be passing and hooked up with the team for a little bit. So that was fun. But I'll tell you all about it on the weekly. I'm not going to ruin it. I've just told you everything about it pretty much already. I'll go into more detail on the weekly. I didn't release a drone in there, but I did joke about having a. I was like, oh, let me just adjust my camera on my hidden camera. But it was really cool. I haven't been there. I'll talk about it on the weekly. Right. I'll see you guys very soon. Again, if there's any news, we'll do a news burst. If there is anything. A Real American Hero dropped today. And I got really excited and read it very quickly. I have never been so excited about comics in all my life. Skybound has made G.I. Joe so awesome again. Like, I can't contain my excitement when I know there's another issue coming. And you don't have to wait like ages necessarily. Especially if you're reading the Energon universe and you've got Void Rivals and Transformers in there too, it's great. Anyway, blink if you got to see the Rattler. No, because I didn't get to see anything. I just got to see the main bit, and that was it. But anyway, like I say, we'll talk about it on the weekly. Right. Thank you, guys. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, you know what to do at the end of the episode. You know what to do because I pulled the sign out already. I can't believe this has become a staple of the show, this sign. Massive shout out to Paul Pamphilone of Plastic Battles, who I bet never thought he'd see this sign on every episode since he sent it to me. He sent this with Buzzer and Ripper, the classified figures. And for one, I was like, the figures are great. Thank you so much. I have got more joy out of this sign that he jokingly scribbled out. Isn't that hilarious? Anyway, have a great rest of your evening. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, after three, one, two, three, full force. Laters.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.